Well, let's do it. I'm going to wrap up 2014 on the Jim Freed Show. I'm going to start off with what I see for 2014. The first thing I see is higher interest rates because the recovery is building. We know it's happening. The Fed has now told us it's going to happen. So strap in and adjust your investments so that you're ready for increasing interest rates over the next, my goodness, foreseeable future as we come off this historic bottom and the Fed looks to give itself some room to manage. We're going to see higher interest rates. We're going to see the condos continuing to be hot in Miami, but we're going to see an evolution in the buyer. As the U.S. buyers are able to get financing, they're going to start coming back down here. They're going to see that the condo market is hot, but it's not being egregiously overbuilt so far. They're going to probably buy the best units because those are the ones that will have the safest floor on pricing and the best liquidity. You're going to see people renting from them. You'll see people moving down here from the Northeast and renting from some of the Latin American buyers that have been buying the first stage condos. You're going to see a lot of these condos that are planned turn into rental apartment projects that I'm going to do. The U.S. buyers have been entering the market, and that's going to maintain the market's energy, but we're also going to see the apartment market stay hot. In real estate, there'll be a requirement to do deal-by-deal due diligence, and it's going to need to be rigorous because the low interest rates have been masking some problems that are inherent in some of the other real estate properties. Florida and the nation will continue its recovery, and that'll mean that we'll see probably some higher gas prices as well as the higher interest rates. Although the U.S. energy market will continue to change the geopolitical realities, and perhaps as we become energy self-sufficient in America, prices will go down. But one thing you got to remember is it's still going to be an open and competitive environment. And hey, one reality we're all going to have to get used to in South Florida and other urban areas across the country is that as people move out of the city, out of the suburbs, and out of the rural areas and back into the cities, traffic's going to get worse. And so will the driving of the person in front of you. So just get used to it. Have patience and try to be more laid back and just give them, oh, Dave is counting it down. 4 minutes left in our relationship. What is the other thing I see in 2014? Write this down. I'm going to have this on tape. A heat three-peat. Heck, I'm going to say it. Everybody in the studio just gave me a high five. Dave, is that Mrs. Dave? Oh, my gosh. Mrs. Dave makes an appearance. How'd you con that beautiful lady into marrying you, Dave? That's exactly right. Last words you'll ever speak on this show. All right, now, new words for the year next year. Strength, courage, focus, of course, fitness and wellness, of course, laughter and humor, honesty and goals. You'll hear us talking about those themes and more on the show going forward with great guests such as Tarek Maddox, Ask Dr. Victor Franks, and of course, Bruce